Hello again, it is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, we're looking one more time at the reasons why the believer cannot be condemned. There are four reasons given to us in Romans chapter 8 and verse 34. It says, "Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who maketh intercession for us." Hey, did you hear them? There are four reasons there. Check it out yourself. Romans 8, 34. Christ died. There's reason number one why you cannot be condemned. But reason number two is this, yea, rather that is risen again. Yeah, this is a better reason for no condemnation. You see, Jesus Christ was declared to be the Son of God in power by the resurrection from the dead. The resurrection proves that everything he says is true. It's like a receipt on the work that he has done. Look, have you ever been in debt? Let me explain it this way. Oh, you know what debt's like. It's crippling. And yet you've got this bill, you just don't know how to pay it. Now a friend comes along and says, "I'll pay the bill." And now you get a measure of comfort out of that. And you say, well, that's good, and there's a measure of peace comes. But when you see the bill or the bills with "paid in full" written across them, you see that the payment has been accepted. What if the fellow went and wrote a check and the check was no good? See, you'd get no peace out of that. But when you see "paid in full," it brings peace. Now, let me tell you this. At the cross, Jesus Christ paid for our sins. And the resurrection is the proof that the payment has been accepted. The resurrection is the receipt. It wasn't enough for Jesus just to die. You see, he's not hanging on the cross anymore. He's not the prisoner of history. He's off the cross and he's out of the grave and he's alive forevermore. And his resurrection is the public acknowledgement that the debt of our sins is paid in full. Isn't that wonderful? Now, the important thing about the resurrection is not just the miracle of the empty tomb. I mean, what's so impressive about an empty tomb? I mean, let's face it, what else do you expect from the Almighty God? He's not going to let a little thing like death stop him. No, the thing that impresses me so much about the empty tomb is that it gives meaning and validity to the cross of Jesus Christ. You know, right now, because of the resurrection, we can believe every single word that Jesus ever said. So are you fearful that you'll be lost? Have you trusted Jesus for your salvation? Then you'll never be lost. Are old sins casting long shadows? Are they condemning you? Well then, shelter yourself in these truths. Christ has died, yea, rather that is risen again. But listen, if you're not saved, you're going to perish. You are condemned already. Why don't you come to the cross of Jesus for mercy and ask him to save you? Put your trust and your confidence in him, and he'll be gracious and kind and merciful to you and forgive all your sins. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's version of the Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you, whether it is through our website at www.milesmckee.com or by mail. Our U.S. address is P.O. Box 50395, Henderson, Nevada 89016. Or for our listeners in Europe, it's P.O. Box 70, Black Rock, County Dublin, Ireland. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, Slán agus beannacht libh.